Chapter 4. The air conditioning unit cut off and back on. A blast of cold air filled the room. Red said,
"This Maud was a madam out of Oklahoma City. She worked for Jim Clemente. Not that she wanted to, but if Jim decided you were working for him, then you were working for him. Like I said, some whore put out for money somewhere. Big Jim, he knew about it, and you owed him. Someone snorted some coke or sold a rock. He got a share. He was fair in his own way. Maud got the largest cut of the meat she was selling, but Jim, he got a share. And it got so Maud was obstreperous, holding out. She'd been warned more than once. Jim can be a very warm and understanding guy, but he doesn't like to warn someone more than twice. He sent me and Wilbur over to Oklahoma City to have a talk with her. She was most inconsiderate. Not unlike the lady there with the revolver. Very rude. Very, how shall I put it? Very, go ahead. Well, our orders were simple. Either she came through or we eliminated her and set something up new for Jim. She didn't come through. In fact, she tried to shoot the both of us with a derringer. That didn't work out. She missed. Wilbur disarmed her and held her down, and I strangled her with a stretch of piano wire strung between two wooden knobs. It sounds exotic, almost secret agent-like, but it's really a messy instrument. They say a gun is messy, but I must tell you on authority that this isn't true. I suppose a bullet makes a kind of mess, but it's from afar if you want. And if you get a good shot in and you don't shoot your target in your living room, you just walk off. Not so strangling a colored woman who I would judge tapped out at about 350 and could tie a good-sized hog in a knot with her bare hands. Wilbur had to sit on her, and I had to hold her head in my lap and use the piano wire on her throat. Very messy. Gets all over you.
Yeah, and she shit herself, Wilbur said.
Yes,
said Red.
There was that. Defecation. Most unpleasant. I was reminded of the chimpanzees I used to work with.
Head on a moo-moo, Wilbur said. It ran down her legs. Got on my hands, all over my pants and shoes. Had to throw them away. The paint's not the shoes. She just cleaned up all.